The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Peterson, for opening remarks on House File 403.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill is brought to us by the Department of Elder Affairs. The major change in the bill is a name change, changing the department's name to the Department on Aging and the Commission on Aging to conform with federal law. References to elders and seniors are changed to older individuals. They serve Iowans who are 60-plus, many of whom are not ready to be called elders. The cost of the name change is minimal. They'll use their printed materials until they run out and then change them as they go through those materials. There's language in the bill that requires records of clients served by the Office of Substitute Decision Maker and the Elder Abuse Program Initiative to be kept confidential. This is important for them to have confidentiality protection in cases of abuse. It adds language for the department and office decision maker to receive and retain devices, donation, and bequests of real and personal property for people who donate to those programs. It codifies the responsibilities of the Aging and Disability Resource Center program, Legal Assistant Development Program, and Nutrition Program. This provision is needed so they can make state rules for federal programs. Changes are made to the Substitute Decision Maker Office, giving them sole authority for certifying curriculum trainers, ensuring volunteers of the program are not providing direct substitute decision-making services, requires that their office be notified by court prior to taking an appointment, requires that the state and local offices only accept appointments based on filing of involuntary petition of appointment of conservator or guardianship. It allows the Office of Substitute Decision Maker to petition to be removed as a guardian or conservator in such cases when the client refuses their services or becomes assaultive. It also allows them to consent to appointments of power of attorney in writing prior to making the appointment. It allows them access to dependent abuse information if it pertains to the legal services they're providing on behalf of clients, and it also permits the Department of Aging access to dependent adult abuse information background checks with those that have direct contact with older Iowans. That will cost roughly $450. That concludes my opening remarks, Mr. Speaker. There is a Senate file that it's identical to House File 403. So at this time, I ask for unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 101 for House File 204.
The lady from Polk seeks unanimous consent to substitute House File 403 for House File 204. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. You're in order, Representative Peterson.
That concludes my opening remarks.
Okay. Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, would the representative yield for a question? Peterson, please.
Would the lady yield?
Yes.
You're in order.
I apologize. Maybe you went over this and I missed it. What is the main reason? Why are we doing this?
Are you joking or are you real?
No, it's a serious question.
Name change, yeah, for starters, is one of the main reasons. We needed to put some of the programs in the code so that they can write state rules for federal programs, and then also to put some more information in the code for protections for the Office of Substitute Decision Maker.
And why are we changing the name?
Because they want to conform more with federal agencies on aging, and people that are 60-plus in Iowa, I think, are deciding that they don't necessarily want to be called elders. They would rather be referred to as older.
Okay.
But I would have to yield to some other people in the chamber.
How many employees do you know that we have currently in the, as it stands now, Department of Elder Affairs?
I'm not sure if I have that number. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay. And what is the cost going to be to change letterhead business
$500.
Cards? $500 for the entire
$500
department?
$500 for a sign change. The rest of the materials they're going to use and just finish those out until they run out, and then they'll change it as they go. But their letterhead and things like that are on their computers, so that should be very minimal cost.
Okay. And we're not concerned of any confusion this might create for our aging population?
Well, the goal is to minimize confusion because with their name changing from Elder Affairs to the Department on Aging, it will conform with what most agencies are currently using at the federal level.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Henry, Representative Heaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I served on this subcommittee for this bill. I do have a concern about the name change. I understand maybe some people are concerned about the use of elder in the current title and maybe perhaps would like to have it changed. But when you comply with the federal verbiage and change elder to aging, I don't think the federal government has a department on aging. We have the Department on Aging, and I am offended by the use of the acronym for the department. It is my hope that there'll be some way that they can take this acronym DOA and not have it there. Perhaps shorten it to DA, but you can't have an acronym like this when you're referring to elderly people. I mean, I understand it, but I don't like it. But it does have some small changes to the name. It does have some small changes to the Substitute Decision Maker Program. These are very important. We kind of screwed up on some legislation last year, and it's getting things squared away. So, all said and done, I would ask you to support this bill. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Alonz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'm wondering if Representative Peterson, the lady from Polk, would yield to a question.
Would the lady yield?
Sure.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. I'm not going to get into the discussion we had in the committee. That's behind the whole situation. I do have a question related to those that have declared on the bill, and I see that the Iowa Association of Area Agencies on Aging are undecided. It seems to be a little bit of an inconsistency if the senior groups and those that really are dealing with aging that they would be all for this. Can you explain why they're undecided on this issue?
I cannot explain. They did not come to meet with me as floor manager, nor did they come to the subcommittee or the committee.
Well, I guess I just want to point it out to the body and they're making their decision. Hopefully it isn't a situation that they feel that they might be absorbed in this whole Department of Aging because they have such a similar name, and that just came to me right now as I was looking at these groups that have decided for it, and nobody is against, but quite a few are undecided. So again, take that into your consideration as you look at this name change. Maybe there is a concern, but the Area Agencies on Aging didn't want to voice it. They just labeled it undecided. So thank you very much.
The chair recognizes the lady from Hardin, Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would Representative Peterson please yield?
Will the lady yield?
Yes.
Thank you. I was just wondering, what are the changes in the conservatorship and guardianship part here in this bill? What were they directed to, please?
Well, the Office of Decision Maker, Substitute Decision Maker, is such a small office. They wanted just to put some tightening of the language around it so that we make sure that that office knows when they are being called upon.
Okay, which office is that, please?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
With that, the changes in the conservatorship and guardianship, which offices are the ones that are being notified with the changes in that?
The Office of Substitute Decision Maker Office.
Okay, and is that with the DOA office, as we're now going to call it?
I'm not sure if they're going to be called DOA.
Okay.
I think Representative Heaton raised a good point, and so I'll be talking to the department. Maybe they'll be DA. Maybe we just won't have an acronym for them. That'd be nice in state government, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But the Office of Substitute Decision Maker is part of the Department on Aging.
Okay, and then do they coordinate with nursing homes then, also care centers within the state?
Yeah, I believe that they do.
Okay, well, my concern is with that, whenever you have a conservatorship and guardianship with a person that you're caring for, that I did notice in your language that the immediate caregiver or child would be notified, which I think is a really good part in this bill. But I just wanted to make sure with the conservatorship and guardianships that a child or a close related person is notified.
Okay, this is only requiring notification when the state needs to step in to be a substitute decision maker. This doesn't deal with people outside of, you know, when, like, say you have a grandparent and you are the person. This is only when they don't have a family member or anyone and that the state has to step in.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your clarification.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Peterson, for closing remarks. The lady from Polk moves Senate File 204 be read for the third and last time and placed on its passage.